Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there.
Everyone that's out there. Yeah, we're all buckering down over here, hunkering down, buckering down. Yeah.
Yeah, and well, you know, you should send some of that snow down here. God, that would be wonderful.
What y'all going to do with it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, right? Melt it, I guess.
No pun intended, but we've got some. Just a little bit. There's about 10 inches going on. It's not stopping either. Holy tomato.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the computers are going wonky over here. So.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Yep. Put your hands up. You know, we're going to tune in.
So what's going on, Miss Jazzy Cat?
Not much. Yeah, we're hanging in. Heard Maestro last night. It was really good.
Oh, God, he's wonderful. He is. I love all the music he was playing on there. He was wonderful.
Yeah, if you really want a real chill factor, tune in, folks, on Monday nights. Mm-hmm, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, let me tell you.
Exactly, yeah. Me and Roxy, we stayed up and we were listening to him. I was like, wow, I love the music.
It's definitely. Wonderful. It's good for Valentine's, too. It's too bad he's not going to be on tomorrow.
I know, perfect.
So I was just talking a little bit about different things that are going on all around. We hit another 50 downloads, you know, on the podcasting, too.
Yes, so we're 1,050, and I just got an email from last week. Add 45 to that, so
no
there you
way.
Go. Do your math. 50 and 45 is 95. 1,095. There you go.
Hey, so Mikey, I want to talk to you about something.
I wasn't there. I was not there. I didn't even know her. I was in the wrong state.
You didn't know her?
Oops.
Okay, dokie, I'm joking.
Okay.
So, have you ever decided, you know, you just don't like your name?
I
don't know how to answer that one.
I never thought about it. Gee, I don't like Mikey. Okay, fine. I don't like you either. We have problems here.
You're in luck because I have the answer for you.
Oh my God! Name change?
No, today is actually Get a Different Name Day.
Kathleen, step away from that computer, please. Really?
It is.
Oh,
true
my
story.
God.
Yep. Today is
okay. So, if I wanted to change my name, what would it be?
What would you be? I say Fred.
Fred. Okay. Hey, come on. How about the name Jesus? You can't go wrong with Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, that's like
a beautiful
Jesus.
Name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name. And then it's Jesus in Spanish. I mean, in English. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's my son Robert's friend's name.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Robert. Robert. I mean, my middle name, you know.
Uh-huh.
Robert.
Yep, we have a Robert here, too.
Yeah. Okay.
We call him Roberta when I'm upset with him.
Oh, now let's go back to Freddie. I like Freddie. Oh, Fred.
Fred.
Yeah.
Fred. National Day today. Yeah, it's actually a real day. Imagine that.
Okay. Those are the people that are very confused and have nothing else to do but just, I would like to have a name change. Yes, that's it.
It's National Name Change Day.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Okay. Yeah, right. So you like eating peanuts?
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, definitely. What kind of peanuts do you like to eat?
Jiffy. Jiffy
peanut
butter.
Nuts. Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Jiffy peanut butter.
So what,
No, I like Planters. I like the honey roasted Planters.
There you go. Well, they're all good for you. Omega-3s, right? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so what does the nut say when he sneezes? Cashew. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey guys, whoever's listening in, please, I need help here.
Please share with your friends. Tell your family where it's at.
Yeah. Oh, God. Next. Click. I'm clicking the next button. Click.
Hey, check it out. Let me know in your area or not, but Journey's coming here.
Journey?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on tour.
Journey's coming out in San Antonio, I believe in March.
We have coming out April 29th, the Freedom Tour.
Oh yeah.
In Bridgeport, Connecticut. They're coming out here at 7:30 at night. I would love to see them. I don't know about you.
I heard somewhere that Steve Perry is back with them.
Okay. That's
That
cool.
is awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be with Toto.
Toto. Yep.
Yeah, that's a name you haven't heard from an 80s band in a long
In
time,
a
right?
long time. Yep.
Yep. So
Yeah.
that's going to
So.
happen on Thursday night. Not Toto, but Thursday night we're going to do a throwback.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We got a throwback Thursday coming back. Coming back. We're gonna be doing
Absolutely.
Thursdays.
Yep.
Yep.
This Thursday night.
Yep.
Throwback Thursday. So get your 80s hats and your little glow bracelets and your flip-flops.
There you go. You can
Jelly
sit there.
shoes.
Oh yeah. Like I was saying earlier, I was around here with flip flops and shorts, and
Nice.
then I changed it to. Boots and shorts and
Are you
with leather chaps and
leather chaps?
calzones in
We don't want to go there today.
it's too cold.
Too cold. Yeah, I would think that you'd freeze your mats off.
Yeah,
Chaps.
chaps.
Try to keep it
Well,
clean
do I
here,
got these?
folks.
Wait a minute. Do I got these things backwards? Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Maybe. Whoa, wait a minute.
Where's the pause button now? Okay, next subject.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next subject: pirates and treasure ships.
Oh, yes. If you were a pirate, well, you already picked your name. You're going to already be Fred. So I was thinking Flintstones with that one, but
I would be like pirate chaos. Like one of those like really
He
mean
says
pirates. Yeah, like like a real mean, and paint my boat like a Scooby color, Scooby-Doo, like the Love Machine type of color under my boat.
Isn't that like a green color, the Scooby-Doo
Yeah,
one?
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Speaking of like Scooby-Doo, I remember flashback to Jim's van. That is a cool van.
Oh, yeah, the peace and love
Jim
one.
Hills?
I love it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a
I
cool
saw it
one.
again. Yeah, he's got a cool van.
So he's going to
Cool
be one
van.
of the artists that's actually going to be featured on the indie artist, which is starting up. I'm going to talk a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, Friday. It starts up Friday.
What
And we're,
time?
we I believe I want to start scheduling it from 8 in the morning to about 7 in the evening, 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be all indie artists, nothing but even commercials created by the artists themselves. Updates, information, where they're going to be at, and all that good stuff. Just tune in, guys.
Yeah,
Tune
so a
in.
huge list of people that are on that list, including the
Oh,
Rhythm Surf
huge.
Monkeys and Molly Starlight and Jake Wilson
Oh, yeah.
and Kobe Reese. Yep, lots of
Exactly.
different. Yep,
Yes,
they're all up
just to
there.
name a few.
Yep.
They're all up there. So that's coming up on Fridays. Oh
Fridays,
yeah,
every Friday. So
every
if you want to
Friday.
listen in, all you have to do is hit the play button and you could take us on the road. You could sync it. My son Christopher actually took a picture and actually he was syncing in all the podcasts. He was listening to them on his way to work. So it's cool stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris. Thank
Yeah,
you. You see,
definitely.
that's what I would do. I'm gonna jump in my boat. I'm gonna tune in to
You
the
have a
Chill
boat?
Factor while I'm cruising the seas and doing the pirating thing. Like,
Okay, there you
I'm
go,
gonna
Johnny
pirate
Depp.
the,
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
so I mean it's I'm out in the ocean. It's satellite. We're online. I'm tuned in to the Chill Factor.
In a
You know
boat.
what? In a boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to swing from the rope that goes from the top to the bottom. Could I do that?
Well,
You know how
I
they
don't
swing
have.
across? Whew.
I go, wait a minute. We're gonna be in the middle of the ocean. You hear you got this lady swinging from the sails. So like, what
This
is that?
lady
Don't worry
does
about her. Yeah,
it.
don't worry about it. Just she's just swinging around. Don't worry about it. Just swinging from.
Instead of hanging
Oh
around, I'll be
Lord.
swinging around.
Yeah. But I mean, you gotta look mean. You gotta play the part like her. We're pirates. You can't be
Oh.
just swinging around the sails. Oh
We
my
are
God.
pirates. I think you better go back to eating Cheerios or what's the other one that you like?
Captain Crunch. I mean, he's Captain Crunch. Okay. I mean, he's the captain. I am the captain of the boat.
Okay.
No captain, no boat.
I won't. Anyway. What's in your coffee today?
It's like a whipped cream. Oh. I sent you a picture. You know, it was a picture of that whipped cream thing.
Oh, the blue stuff. It was in a can.
Yeah, it's the blue stuff. And you make your coffee.
And then you spray it in there?
Yeah, you spray it in there.
It's like a foam?
Yep, it's like a whipped cream, but it's coffee. It's oh my Lord.
It's good, huh?
Best thing ever invented. Best thing ever invented.
Do you put whipped cream on your hot chocolate on cold days?
We don't have cold days here, so hot chocolate's pretty rare here in Texas.
Yes, you do.
you have a freeze snap, right?
Every now and again.
Yeah. Well, you know, those little marshmallows. You know that little mini marshmallows. Mini.
Say hello to my little friend.
You know, they're the little baby ones. I mean, puny little baby ones.
Puny.
I like those in my chocolate.
Puny.
What? Puny? Oh, God. Yeah.
Little marshmallows. I love it. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, let me have good. A chocolate
you gotta
with
eat
a puny.
During the day. You got to have something good, you know, if you want a little hot chocolate. I know a lot of people have been drinking hot chocolate today here.
Yeah, I'm on a bologna free diet. Okay, I've been without bologna for
how long?
A couple of days. Okay, maybe a couple hours. Yeah, like me and I'm having bologna withdrawals.
Withdraw from all that bologna. Oh, I believe that one. Not. He's trying, folks. He's trying.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm speaking of diets. I'm doing very good with my diet.
Good.
Okay. I'm patting myself in the back and I'm doing it. Yeah. It's going great. I checked my blood sugar this morning. It was excellent. Good.
Awesome. Very good. That's good. Yeah. Even though you stuck to it at the beginning of the year. You're one of the very few people that actually stick to their diet / changing a lifestyle. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, my doctor, she scared me with my A1C. I've never had my numbers so high like that. I was like, no. I told Nicole, no, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, you gotta
it's
be
a life
really
changer.
Careful.
No.
Definitely. Hey,
I'm
really, really proud of you and keep up the good work. So any inspirational stories are just amazing. And Mikey, you're an inspiration for anybody that has the sugar and getting those numbers down is so key. Definitely.
It's so key. And my thing that's working for my diet is I'm staying away from the starch pretty much, you know, like the bread, you know, I love noodles, but I'm staying away from them, you know,
right.
The pasta. I mean,
those are instant carbohydrates that raise the blood sugar. Is that what it is?
Yes, what it is. Exactly. But you know, I eat, I don't watch how should I say this? I eat what I want. Okay, but I stay away from the sugars, like, you know, the cookies and the donuts and the eclairs. Yes, I said eclairs.
Oh, boy.
You know, yeah.
You big cream puff, you.
But, you know, I eat, and I eat good. I eat my three meals a day.
Sure.
You know, little bites here and there in the mornings, because I'm really not a breakfast guy, but I have to eat it because of the pills that I take.
Do you notice medication. The older we get, though, Mikey, it's harder to eat breakfast? I don't know about you, but I kind of got to get up in the morning. I have my coffee or my tea.
Mm-hmm.
But then I find that I can't really get into the mood of breakfast right away.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know what the theory is behind that. If anybody's got any answers for that, let us know. Because, I mean, it's almost like you have to force yourself to, you know, eat something sometimes.
Yeah. The only way you can kick me into gear is give me an eclair in the morning. It's like, okay.
Well, here's another way you can do it. How do you make a tissue dance?
Oh, my God. Here we go. I don't know.
Put a little boogie in it.
Yeah, I love you, too. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Here I am talking about eclairs. You put a boogie in it. I was like, okay. Where did that come from?
I always have to throw a wrench into something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, you got to boogie around, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, from breakfast to boogies.
Boogie, I know.
And only DJ Jazzy Cat, ladies and gentlemen, on the chillfactor.net. How's that? Yeah, that's a good commercial.
If you don't like us, you know where the door is.
right?
Or the button is.
Or you know where your mouse is. Just click on it. Good. Just
mine's
click
on my right hand side.
mine is too. Well, Roxy is, well, Roxy's Roxy.
We only have good fun here. That's all. Yes.
Always. But yeah, definitely. Talking about the diet, it's a life changer. You know, when your numbers are high and you know you have to
it's threatening.
Change your lifestyle, do it. You know, do it. I mean, I want to live long. I want to have a good, healthy life.
Good
I do.
For you.
I'm enjoying my life. You know, yes, we all have our little bumps on the roads, but you know, our ups and downs, and but we have friends and
absolutely.
We have, you know,
yep.
Help each other out.
That's right. And tomorrow also, speaking of longevity, is tomorrow's National Heart Day, which is Valentine's Day, but it's also Cardiovascular Day.
Man.
So we have to watch everything that we do sometimes, not always, but we try to be as best as we can. But tomorrow's National Heart Day. So, definitely lots and lots of good stuff with the body. I'm thinking about going back to the gym and getting some workouts done. Definitely need to do that. Once the snow is gone, then we could start doing some walking around here.
Oh, yeah. Just walk around. My gym is, all these acres here. It's like, walk around. Walk.
You have all those girls looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right.
I got you.
Okay.
They just said, move over, Mikey.
Yeah, move over, guys. Oh, my God.
Still wanting to ride one. They'll let me, right?
I can't. Oh, my God. I remember that day me and Mom were driving and we got you on the phone.
Radio?
And no, we're talking to you on the phone, and you said you told Mom that you wanted to ride a cow. My mom's like, no, I've never heard that.
It is a possibility.
I know,
Mom. Now you know.
It's one of those. It's a Connecticut thing. I don't know what it is, Mom. Don't just say yes to her. Okay, we'll be okay. We'll be A-okay.
Yeah, you can ride a cow. You can saddle one up and ride it around.
Oh,
I can imagine.
Okay, yes.
But that's
a lot
wider than a horse, right? You'd be like, whoop doop doop. I don't know.
Sweetheart, I don't know if they're lighter or heavier. I know that we don't, here in Texas, we don't, where I'm from, you don't put saddles on a cow. Okay? Maybe it happens up north. I have no clue, but no.
But no. I'm sure you could find a Texan riding a cow somewhere.
Yes, I'm sure. You can say, hey, guess what? I'm a big fan of DJ Jazzy Cat. That's why they're riding a cow.
Listen to the Chill Factor.
Right? Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of the Chill Factor? No.
So, yes, we got a couple of different people. I've been talking to a couple of different singer-songwriters, too, and also an author here in Connecticut. She's going to be coming on the show as well. Can't give you her name just yet, but definitely going to be talking to an author that has written a children's book.
Oh, cool.
Yes. She's all over the town, the valley, if you will. She's
cool.
Got a nice Irish book that's geared towards children. So I'm thinking around St. Patrick's Day for that show.
Does she have the accent?
No, I don't know. I haven't spoken to her, only via email.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely going to do St. Patrick's.
The Irish accent. I think the Irish accents, they're so cool.
Yeah, they are very. You know, you could set your GPS to that sound, too.
Really? So you, really?
Sure.
So I can just get in my car and just drive around.
Talk to me every day.
I wouldn't want a man talking to me. He's like, hey, dude, pull over here. Or
hey,
dude, go. Or,
go ride that cow over there.
go turn right 5 miles down the road somewhere.
The DJ Jazzy Cat's house. The cow is being delivered. Sorry. Gotta have
you know, we can deliver a cow for you. Look, I'll tell you what.
You can? Really?
No.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh, God. Next, I was talking about the boat. Got to paint the boat. I'm gonna change the subject on you quick with this cow stuff.
Wait, I got another funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
What's Irish and stays outside all year?
I have no clue.
Patio furniture.
That's it. That's it. I'm taking your computer away. I'm going to fly up there right now, and I want to take your computer away. That's it. I'm going to put it in a box.
Tape it up. I don't have the box anymore.
Well, I'll get one on the way.
Is that the box that the cow's going to come in?
Oh, my God, Kathleen.
What did the mama cow say to the baby cow?
I don't want to know, but okay, what?
It's past your bedtime. Sorry.
That was a good one. Okay, guys. I'm laughing to that one. No, that was a good one.
That was cute. It goes relevant to what we're talking about.
I don't think it was. I can't say, I think that was cute. I can't say that. I think that was just good.
Those are my friends.
It's like having a... it's like having a GPS, a male voice GPS on me, dude. Turn here, right? No, it's not. You're not going to be walking around saying, "Ooh, that's cute." Ooh, cool.
So how about this one? You know how you're always talking? Everybody's always talking about singing, and they go in different places to sing, right?
Right.
What's the karaoke. Weirdest place you've ever sung any music?
In the shower.
Okay. So singing in the showers, all fun and games, until the shampoo gets in your mouth. Then it becomes a soap opera. Sorry.
That's a good one.
So speaking of soap, sorry.
Oh, Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Of course, I wouldn't know anything about No Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wait a minute. That's just let the cat out of the bag on that one. No pun intended, folks.
Okay, I'll go back to the days of Bo and Hope.
Who?
Bo and Hope.
Oh, what was that show?
That's Days of Our Lives.
Bo, as the stomach turns. No, I don't know that show. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Is that NBC, ABC, CBS?
It's on NBC at 1:30.
At 1:30.
Central time.
So that would be 12:30 Eastern Standard Time.
No, that'll be...
No, ahead of time. Sorry.
You're ahead.
Okay. 2:30 in the afternoon here.
Gotcha. I don't know. That's the Eastern, Pacific, Central. It's to me, it's all the same, isn't it? Right?
Sure. Yeah,
sure. It's just that little mountain in the middle of the United States. Like, okay, you're Central, Pacific.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's however he said. Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard. Okay. EST.
ESPN.
Yep.
Coming up next, that's going to be NASCAR is going to be coming up next. So sweet. We're all done with football, folks. And now we're going to move on to golf is coming too. So it's NASCAR, then golf, I believe.
I know. I watch golf.
You watch golf?
Yeah.
You watch it on TV? You play it too, don't you?
Yeah, I play. It's been a while since I played golf, but I play golf and I watch it. Believe it or not, I watch that and I watch, okay, guys, I watch Days of Our Lives. General Hospital.
I think that, there's a lot of stories out there with those soap operas.
There's.
Just don't get the soap in your eyes.
Okay, Kathleen.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Definitely some good stuff on the Chill Factor always. We're trying here.
Always.
I'm looking out the window in the office down here, and the snow is just coming down. Buckets.
Yeah, rub it in.
Sorry.
Rub it in.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So there's a couple places that I just want to reiterate real quick. I know my dog Lucy goes to a veterinarian here. Evergreen Veterinarian is definitely closed today. They're closed because of the weather. So definitely you got to be careful out on those roads. And I know you don't have to worry about that, but we definitely do over here.
No, we don't have to worry about none of that. Just careful with the cows.
With the cows.
Get away, ladies.
You say, that's all right. Cat will come down there and take care of them.
Bring Lucy down here.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you Lucy would just love that.
She would run with those cows. You know how she is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she would love it down here.
Yeah, definitely a place to let that dog out and run. She's been running. We've been training her out in the backyard with that electric leash thing. It's working out good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's no, we have fences for the girls, but she'll go right through it. That's for sure.
Yep. She would probably love it down there. Definitely. Well, is there any other news that we have to talk about before I let you go today?
Not on top of my head, no. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay.
Of course, I can't think really right now. I'm just trying to wake up still.
Well, go have some more coffee.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I got to have some coffee myself.
Yeah.
Delete that
that
part
reminds
of it.
Me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There's coffee
no,
in your ear.
Oh, but I think you looked away. And then speaking of looking, how is your eye?
Oh,
how are you doing with that?
My little minor surgery that I had yesterday.
Yeah, is it doing good?
Yeah, I could see clearly now. The ring is gone.
Bye, Kathleen.
I got a song just for that. Doctor my eyes. I'm all healed
and with
up.
That, folks. Thanks and with that, folks.
Like he has to do a lot of editing on this one. It's live radio.
No, I think I'm just going to leave everything on there. Why not?
Yeah, even Kathleen coughing over here. Yay.
Why not? Everybody coughs.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, everyone coughs.
Everybody sings in the shower, too. Have fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. Definitely. And I want to thank our sponsors real quick because Ann Canfield has been very, very supportive of the Chill Factor Radio. I just want to pinpoint that out. She does every Wednesday. And then also, I want to thank Tracy Fair from Connecticut Backroads. She takes you all around Connecticut with her stories, and you can follow her page, and you can sign up for her emails along with Ann's. And shout out to you, Mikey, because you have been... Since day one, we're hitting 11 months that we've known each other, and you have been phenomenal with all your demographics and your colors and everything that you make for all the flyers.
No, thank you. It's I love doing it. I love it.
Well, you take your time and you do it right, and you make us all shine. So we want to make you shine. So thank you for doing what you do.
No, you're welcome, and thank you guys. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you all. This is like a coming back into music bit, you know? Now it's behind
Reborn,
the scenes, but
right?
still. Oh, yeah. And speaking of music, I need to get with Roger. We're going to start jamming.
Yes, we're waiting for that. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. God, I wish we can bring Jim Hiltz over here. That would be awesome.
I think Jim would absolutely be an asset to us. Absolutely. Yeah, we got to get him back online. He says, hi, Kat. He just said hello. Hello, Jim. Hello, good morning,
hello,
my friend.
Jim. Good morning. Good morning. Speaking of the back roads, the Connecticut, I would love to know if Tracy can take me to like a haunted place, like, you know, like there's haunted castles or whatever. I don't know what Connecticut has over there, but anything haunted, that would be cool.
Think you should go up to the one where I interviewed last year, the Bates Motel. If you want scary in the fall, the Bates Motel is the place to go. It's up in New York. It's one of the number one scariest places around.
No. That's just too scary. I need mediocre scary. I need like medium scary. Like, no.
Well, we'll have to touch base on that one. We have to get through all this other stuff first before we go right to the fall. But I'll be excited around the fall time because.
Well, yeah. But I just want to go like to a haunted house. And if I see something or hear something that was not supposed to be there, see ya.
See ya. See you when I'm going to be ya.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Well, bring your coffee. Oh. That's scary enough.
Oh, <you're right. laughs> Gee, okay.
Well, you never know what's going to go on over here, you know?
Goodbye,
fall time,
Kat.
That's my favorite, definitely.
Hey, goodbye, Kathleen.
Hey, Mikey, have a nice day. We'll talk soon.
Great.
All right. All right, we're going to go back to the music now, folks. And don't forget, the full schedule is up all week long here on the Chill Factor. You can catch the Mikey and Kat show every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And what time is yours at, Mikey?
It's 8:30 Central.
8:30 Central. All right. It's my pleasure again to speak with you, sir. As always, we're going to go back to the music and have some fun hanging out with Mikey and Kat right here on the show. Thanks, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.